so than a motivational speaker. So an inspiration, you automatically have the spirit within, enthusiasm, you might say, when you have gratitude, when you see the balance, and you're in fair exchange, and your heart opens, and you're doing what you love, you don't have to have anybody motivate you, you don't even notice time and space. Vacation is for people who are not inspired. I was in Kingston, Ontario, Kingston, and I was doing one of the programs I call the Breakthrough Experience, which I'm doing here tomorrow and the next day, actually. And there was a professor who is the professor from Harvard on in business. He's a, when you think of business, Harvard, business school of Harvard or whatever, this is the guy that runs it. And he happened to be there. And he was actually dating a woman who is the mother of another doctor that I consult for. And so the mother and her, the daughter, comes to my programs, and she told this guy, come, since it's in Kingston. So he drove there, apparently, from Boston. I don't guess that's not that far. Maybe it's 10 hours, 8 hours, something. I don't know. He drove there. He loves the scenery. So he comes there. He's a very articulate, very sharp gentleman. And we had dinner on Sunday night. After the program, everybody left, and he and I had dinner. And it was very interesting because he was saying, you know, you remind me of somebody who lives down the hall or on, at Harvard there. And I said, well, what is it? He said, well, there's a guy there. He's a Nobel Prize winner. And I said, well, tell me about it, because I'm interested in hearing about that, because I resonate with that. And he said, well, what happens if you go out of Harvard and you go out and leave, let's say at 6 o'clock at night, and go get something to dinner or go home? You'll see that there are about 80% of the lights turned off. People are gone in the offices on a winter time when the light, you know, it's dark already. He said, if you go back there at 9, you'll see about a dozen lights on. If you go there at midnight, you'll see a few lights on. If you go there at 2 in the morning, you'll see one or two lights on. And you'll see that the ones that are the Nobel Prize winners are the ones that are there at 2 o'clock in the morning still doing what they love doing. Maybe you understand. They're the ones that rose up in their field. Now, I don't mean that you have to be a workaholic. See, people who don't do what they love to do call that a workaholic. People that do what they love to do find it as an inspiration, and that's, they identify themselves as what they love doing. It's just what they love doing. If you took a vacation, they go and do that. A vacation is when you're constantly having the pressure of outside motivation, having to force you to do something that's against your own heart, and you need the pressure released from having to do that periodically to function. That's why the majority, the masses, the lowest of the elements of society, if you will, depend on every holiday they can in order to survive. And they were set up for them. But the people who are the inspired ones, they don't even think in terms of that. And I'm not saying there's not time to take a rest and meditate somewhere and go vacate that way. I'm not saying that's bad or good. I'm not putting a moral issue on it. I'm just saying that if it is your innermost dominant thought, that is your highest value, you're inspired about it, even if you go take a break, that's what you dream about. You're inspired by it. Can anybody relate to what I'm talking about? That's what you're inspired by. It's like yesterday I was with this lady who is this musician and a singer, and she's about to have a new television show in Hollywood. And beautiful lady. I was showing Bruce a picture there. Beautiful lady. And she says, I don't know anything except that way since I was like 3 years old. This is what I do. This is what I love. This is what I dream about. This is every opportunity. If I'm walking down the street, this is what I do. This is who I am. And she loves it. It's not a work. If your vocation and vacation are the same, you've got some mastery of life. If they're separated, you've still got a dichotomy between your values and somebody else's values, don't you? Yeah. As you're trying to communicate with somebody, your attempt is to know your values, to communicate them in terms of their values. To the degree that you do, you have fair exchange, you're magnetic, and you draw people to you, as I've said. The mastery of that fair exchange, called selling, is the mastery of the market. People went to the market, the ancient markets, right, to exchange. So whatever it is, your market share is actually your degree and portion of inspiration, your share of inspiration relative to your daily activities. So if you're sitting in a day and you're inspired throughout the day, you've got a hell of a market share coming in whatever you're doing.